Des Moines County Board of Supervisors, Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. Are there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none, Thomas.
I have none. Meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson, Des Moines County Auditor.
Good morning. Update on the special election. We haven't had a whole lot of absentee requests yet. I think yesterday maybe 3 to 5, so we're not having a huge turnout yet. Was up at the ISAC conference last week and learned a lot of stuff about the pending combined city-school election, so, and that's it.
Thank you. Mike Johnstone, Des Moines County Sheriff.
Morning, Tom. Got a few things going on, but probably the biggest thing is the river. Again, gonna be fluctuating quite a bit over the next couple of days. Need to look at some, try to make every attempt to stay off the river. It's very dangerous at this point. And if you do have to get out there for some reason, make sure you let somebody know where you're going and have a plan. And we'll be out on the river today for a while, checking things out, so. But it is dangerous at this point. And it's gonna fluctuate a lot with the rains and the melt, and probably gonna be at the stage for quite a while.
Thanks, Mike. Chris Lee, Conservation.
Good morning. We're starting the process of park opening. We're planning on having the main parks open, although we've already had people coming to help. We have the main parks officially open, not this coming weekend, but next weekend, so the end of this month. We always shoot for an April 1st opening date, although it would not surprise me if we had people trying to move into Big Hollow this weekend. With the caveat being that Skunk River, we're not gonna be doing much down there for a while. The flood damage, I went and looked at it yesterday, is pretty extensive. We got massive siltation over all of our campgrounds down there. It's gonna be one hell of a cleanup effort, and I'm not convinced that we're not just gonna go underwater again, so we're just gonna kind of play that one slow and wait until we're pretty convinced that the Skunk River's not gonna come flying up out of its banks once again. I mean, we got a lot of rain, a lot of snow melt yet to come, and so we're gonna kind of drag our feet on that one. Big Hollow and Fort Thomas Station will be opened up, though, by the end of the month, and as well as some of the other parks. We'll have those up and ready to go, so. Other than that, just like Mike said, just with the Mississippi doing what it's doing, I see it's clear up in the parking lots down here. Obviously, our boat ramps are gonna be closed and going to be for quite a while. I expect a long and extended flood season this year. It sounds like that's what we're probably looking at, and so don't expect to be able to access the boat ramps, at least ours, anytime soon.
Thanks. Jared Masser, Iron Juice.
Well, as you might expect, for once the warmer weather starts coming in, that brings out the people with what people want to start moving on building and subdividing. So we've had a number of new inquiries lately, a few instances of people that we'd initially consulted with over the past few months, getting ready to move ahead with the proposal they'd initially been inquiring about. So we'll probably have a few subdivisions here in the next month, and seems to be expected. Things are moving along. Nothing particularly noteworthy.
Thank you. Ken Hine, Coordinator of Disability Services.
Good morning. Had a great time at ISAC. Learned a lot of things from off-duty employee speech, that law firm that talked about that, compassion fatigue, critical incident stress management, Iowa's Children's Services, and the fact that the regions might get the Children's Services, reviewing House File 2456 about complex needs and the new services, suicide prevention training, just a lot of great training at this ISAC for our department, so I really appreciate that. During that time, at County Day at the Capitol, Hillcrest met with Senator Taylor and the IME director, Randall, and some of us were at that meeting, and about inadequate MCO reimbursement for services and Hillcrest's press release that they put out in March about needing to close 3 separate locations, including Mount Pleasant. So it sounded like the DHS didn't want to get involved in MCO pay to the providers, and that's between them, and DHS wasn't going to get involved. So I don't know that we've made a whole lot of headway in that, but we at least explained the problems of providers not getting paid. So I think if you look at some of our providers, we used to have Iowa home-based services here in town. They're closed down since MCOs came to town. And we used to have visiting nurses. They had to close down, all struggling with the rates that they were getting paid. So it is a concern to the providers that they get paid their actual cost so that they can stay in business. So that's about all I have for now.
Thanks again. Janelle Nellie Longquist.
Good morning. I would like to once again put a reminder out there that the second half property taxes are due this month. You will have until April 1st to pay without the penalty. That's it.
Thank you. Call, how are things in IT?
Pretty good. Keeping busy like always, but nothing really new to report, so.
Okay. Misha Schaefer, Des Moines County Attorney.
To say we are busy is an understatement. We will be tomorrow on jury trial number 6 in less than 3 weeks. We have a new death investigation open. We also have the 2 pending homicides that we already have. I think are both demands. We have gotten a couple of new defendants in on the 1 homicide and the 2 homicide. Personnel is still at an all-time low. We're still down several attorneys, still working on. We had some leads, but for people just wasn't going to be a good fit. VIX is back, so our victim witness coordinators are happy that subpoenas are, those real short notice subpoenas are able to be served rather quickly. So we're just really, 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 really busy. And just not enough people to do it all in 24 hours a day.
We appreciate that. Good luck, we understand. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. One thing to mention, they're doing a pre-construction meeting at my office right now. It's kind of a pre-construction meeting. There's a Sperry Road Bridge, we've talked about that before. It's set for replacement. We've already bid it. But they're not going to start the bridge, it doesn't sound like, till the summer at some point. They might have a better idea after the meeting, but that's what they were talking initially. However, there are some trees that have to be taken down prior to the Indiana BAT deadline, which starts April 1st. So the contractor, one of the subcontractors, plans to come in this week yet and take some trees down, get that stuff done and out of the way. So there'll be some activity out there, but if anybody asks, that bridge project's not starting yet. And once I get back, I have more information. It was starting sooner than expected. I'll email you or I'll let you know next Tuesday or whatever. But so that's going to be going on this week. And I guess I'd be remiss not to mention the gravel roads again. Obviously, they're drier. So that obviously helps everybody get around better, but people's patience have now worn out. That's become clear. First thing Monday morning. So I have reminded them that, you know, we've had one good dry, warm day of blading, which was yesterday, in about 5 months, and that's not an exaggeration. So it just takes time. And that's what I told them. It's going to take time. We're working on the worst of the worst right now. Even though they're not mud holes now because they dried out, we still have to get them fixed up. Or when it rains again, possibly tonight, they become mud holes again. So the guys are out doing what they can, and it'll be a long process. It's not a quick time period, but they are out, are working. And if somebody has a location, they can certainly call, and we'll note it and pass it on. So, There are a certain number of folks out there that are frustrated, but we assure them we're coming. It's just going to take some time to cover the ground. So,
you haven't by any chance heard from the Corps of Engineers regarding the bridge?
Some communication back and forth. The St. Louis district did send a preliminary review back. It went to our consultant. I have a copy of my email, and I have not had a chance to read through it, but the consultant's got to respond with anything they still need. The email I got from the consultant, just after a quick glance, he thought it looked pretty reasonable, and they needed to respond on a few things, but that was to be expected. So the Rock Island District, there's still phone tag going on there. Sounds like there's some confusion. We submitted a permit about a year ago, give or take, maybe a little bit longer now, based on the initial layout, which had a larger footprint. And then we resubmitted an updated permit once things got narrowed down, in particular because the water main part of it went away, so that narrows your footprint, which minimizes the amount of wetlands you're disturbing, which is the big point of conversation with the Corps of Engineers. So, and the Corps was perplexed at the time as to how the two permits had different wetlands, so they were looking for explanations. So we're working on that. So,
sometimes when I've got 13 or 14 hours, I will entertain you with Corps of Engineer anecdotes.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun one. So we are making headway, albeit slow, but we're making headway.
Brian, that I've had a lot of people in the county complain about this rock, you know, the brown rock. Is there a difference in the crush factor between that good white rock and the brown rock? They're telling me that it's just turning into powder.
Well, all limestone turns into powder at some point. I mean, that's every quarry we have, and every quarry in southeast Iowa is limestone. And so you cannot tell the quality of rock by the color. I'll tell you that. The quarries come and go in different veins. A lot of our quarries have been there for 30, 40 years, and or a new one pops up or whatever it is. When they run out of quality rock, they obviously have to find a different location. And rock's always a common subject. Everybody likes to judge the rock during the worst time of year. And there's not a single county that didn't have roads this last weekend that didn't look like ours. And some of them look worse. And they're coming out of different quarries, different spots. So it's not the rock. It's just plain and simple. It's not special to us. Everybody has had the misery that we have, and a lot of them have it worse, to be honest with you, than we have. So the nature of a gravel road is that they're very inexpensive compared to pavement, but they do have rough times of year, and a wet fall and an early spring after a long winter. Those are those two times a year that tend to be the hardest, no matter what rock you're talking about. So, but no, color rock doesn't matter. But limestone does break down. It's the nature of the product. We tend to put a little bit bigger rock down than maybe some other areas, and some of that's intentional because when it breaks down, it's still got some size to it. And it is what it is. But as far as color goes, that is a pretty common. That's been from, I think, the beginning of time that people have tried to judge it on color. There are quality tests for rock. The fact is no quarry that can't produce DOT certified rock is gonna stay in business. I mean, that just, if they can't meet the standards that you have to have to be able to sell on DOT bid projects, which is, that's a big chunk for a quarry, you know, with this 4-lane project. I mean, there's a lot of product that comes out of our local quarries that goes into that. And if they don't meet those standards with the rock that they're crushing, they can't sell, which obviously then kind of eliminates you as a quarry. So all the quarries have a little bit different rock. Every one of them's a little bit different. Some of them have different makeup. I won't tell you that the quality doesn't vary, because it does from year to year, or from every 10 years, they just move into different ledges, and those have slightly different qualities. But it's the only product we have. And that would be the other thing I'd point out is we have four quarries that service us, and it happens to be the only product we have for gravel roads. So it's pretty important that we're actually extremely fortunate. There's counties out there that don't have a quarry in the county, and they haul rock a long distance, which adds a lot of cost and a lot of time from quarries that are a lot further away.
Well, that's good. No, you just give me a phrase I can use about DOT standards, or quarry won't be in business.
Yeah, I mean, the DOT comes along, and the pile of rock that the DOT is willing to buy, it has to be crushed to a certain gradation, which is kind of the makeup. And there's all different kinds of rock in all different gradations for different purposes. And then there's freeze thaw. They look at that as a test, and all sorts of different tests that they run to certify that a quarry is allowed to sell rock for DOT projects. And like I said, to not be able to comply with those means you can't sell rock on those projects. And when a project like the four lane comes along, or a bridge project, or whatever it is with the money in it that requires those certifications, you can't sell that. That's a pretty big deal. You're just not gonna. That's why you see quarries close up, because they can't meet quality standards. And you don't see that very often. But there are a few old abandoned quarries around the county, and a lot of times that's why they close up. So.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
So Chris can't use his quarry to sell rock, huh?
You got a quarry.
Kind of goes with paying well enough, so I need to have a side venture.
It is very. I will say this. I have been approached by one landowner a couple times about wanting the county to come up and strip the dirt off his ground and open up a quarry on his ground, and you know it was going to be great for both of us. He was going to get some sort of commission off the rock, and Henry County has a quarry. It's not a small deal to have a quarry. You get into OSHA regulations. And you can produce cheaper rock, cheaper being a relative term. You can produce cheaper rock, but there's OSHA training, there's OSHA requirements, there's liability, no matter whether it's an active quarry or not. There's a lot of that, and bluntly, that's not a headache I've been looking to invest time into.
That's what those supervisors up there say. Not a dream you probably want.
No.
Chris has a quarry out there in Stark's Cave. That used to be a quarry.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. There you go. I couldn't tell. I didn't know where you were going from there.
Please, don't fail in that direction.
We'll look at opening that one back up when we get time.
Thanks, Brian. Rodney, maintenance.
Good morning. We had, actually, there's still a meeting with Johnson Controls going over the layout that they're going to have for the computer for the control part. So they're kind of working through the final stages of some of that, making sure that they have whatever they need with that. So other than that, I have an agenda item this morning.
Okay. Have they got a date for the final install yet, or are they not yet?
A lot of stuff's installed. It's just right now it's more software programming, some trouble alarms, trying to get some of those figured out with some of the locks, and just some minor software stuff right now that they're trying to get squared away and lay out how they're going to have it in the control room. Once they get that squared away, I'd imagine it'd be just a few more weeks, hopefully. So I'll let you guys know when I get that final date.
Thanks, Rodney.
Thank you.
Chris, Local Health.
Good morning. We've been keeping busy. Our clinics have been real busy, our school immunizations. Last week we had our Board of Health meeting, and they're reviewing and updating our preparedness plans and looking at our memorandums of understanding. And thank you to Lise for taking time out of her busy schedule to take a look at those for us. So Chris Lee, Conservation, had also asked the board to take a look at doing a letter of support for the funding of the Natural Resources Outdoor Recreation Trust Fund. And they are going to support that because they feel like that aligns very well with their community health needs, having more areas outside for people to get out and for recreation and those type of things. So they are doing a letter of support for that as well.
Thank you.
Kristen, is that flu vaccine that they give earlier this year? They're telling me that doesn't take care of the influenza A, is that right?
You know what, no, and it only takes care of specific strains of the flu. So they try to look at the ones that it's going to match the best with, just by historical from the year before. So yes, no, it doesn't cover all the strains and influenza A. So unfortunately.
I heard that, so I wanted to verify if somebody knew what they talked about. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Krista. Angie, safety.
Good morning. I really don't have much for you. I was out last week, so the good news is I didn't receive any phone calls while I was out, so that's unusual. So it must have went smooth while I was gone. So I'm just catching up.
Good. And when's your next CPR class?
I don't have one scheduled yet. I was talking to somebody about I did the conservation, and I need to find out if she needs to go ahead and have it, and then I've got some people in transit that need to have it, so. I will, absolutely.
Thank you.
Natalie, how are things in Recorder's office?
Good morning, going well. This morning, we are now up to 144 OHV permits, so I don't know if that's a lot or not, but that's where we stand.
That's gaining. That's good.
Gaining slowly.
I want to piggyback off that. Up in the north end of the county, we're having problems with those tearing up dirt roads. It got brought to my attention by a landowner about a week ago when everything was muddy. And I want to remind people that that's not allowed by that. And now that there is a policy, I'm going to harass law enforcement when I know of an area where it's becoming common and ask that get enforced, if we can get a feel for what time or what part. I noticed quite a few of them up there during the winter too. They're out running around during that blizzard. I came across a couple and you couldn't see anything. And, but want to mention that got brought up to me that one of the dirt roads up there is taking a pretty good beating and it's from those. I told them if they could get any sort of identification off of the vehicle to let me know and I would pass it on. But just because they have four-wheel drive doesn't mean you get to go do any more damage than anything else.
So those four-wheelers are doing more damage than the pickups?
Tell you what, you go down a dirt road that's a swamp and let her eat up and down a bunch of times and a bunch of, you'll tear it up just as much as anything else. So that's all good and well. The problem is those roads don't dry out the way a gravel road does. They're dirt. They hold that water in those ruts. And then when the farmers want to use them, come planting season, they run back and forth. It doesn't work so well. So it just caught my attention because he specifically had seen them go by and it was a group of UTVs.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Natalie.
I don't think I missed anybody. Correspondence. I have none here.
I have none.
Discussion and vote. We have accounts payable claims in the amount of $569,117.25.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes. We have a resolution. Adopting the Des Moines County Courthouse and Public Building Security Plan Revision 2.0. Did you want to address that, Rodney?
Yeah, I'll just speak a little bit on it. I think in like 2014 or 15, the state kind of started to revise a push towards the guidelines for court facilities in the state of Iowa. So they sent out a letter to everybody, giving them some guidelines. And one part of that is to get a building security committee to have annual meetings. So we've been doing that ever since. And we put together these guidelines for buildings and courthouse security. Kind of started that back in 2015. We meet once annually, and we met in December and had some things. We kind of review the language, see if there's anything we need to add or take out. So this last year, we talked a few things that changed from the previous version was active shooter, because not every incident is an active shooter anymore. It could be active threat or an active killer. So we changed the wording in the policy to some of that. Also, we had the guidelines to change from, we had ALICE training before, kind of that's what first started out when things started happening, which was alert, lockdown, inform, counter, and evacuate. Kind of went from that to a run, hide, fight. So we kind of changed the wording from ALICE to run, hide, fight, because that's what the sheriff's office really subscribes to and what they're training everybody to do
in
and
that
training us to do.
Yes, in the courthouse.
Yep. So also at a disclaimer, we changed a few names in the back. Judge Leonard retired, so Judge Cruz got appointed to that committee. Also Major Kramer appointed Patrol Lieutenant Jeff Klein, so Mr. Kramer's not on there anymore. And County Attorney has changed, so we added Lisa's name. So just a little bit of wording. Other than that, not too much has changed. It's just something that we review every year as a committee, make some changes, and bring it to you guys for approval for each year. So we'll be meeting again probably later this year to review again for next year.
I think it'd be a good idea to have another, you're changing that to run, hide, and fight?
Run, hide, fight.
I think it'd be a good idea to have another one of them, like we had on that active shooter coming up, kind of keep people reviewed on what to do.
Yeah, I gotta get with you. We're still working on a date, looking in June, like the 10th, 11th, or 12th. Working with Angie on that to do another incident or active shooter or active threat killer training here in the courthouse again. So we'll be coming to you guys at some point once we get a date fixed down and see if we can kind of do what we did last time. I think we shut the courthouse down for like a half an hour, did some training, and then went through an actual live event. So yeah, it's a lot different than just talking about going through training when you actually, you know, hearing people hollering and guys running, you know, people running through and doing those things that, you know, if something would happen. So I got a lot of people's attention last time. They didn't feel some of the things that they felt, so it was kind of good to go through that. So that's kind of why we want to do it again. We want to do an active event at least every other year, make sure we do training every year. So we'll be doing that again in June.
Thank you, Ron. Is there any objection if we waive the actual reading of the resolution? Okay with you, gentlemen?
That'd be fine.
We do, however, need a motion.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Jim Carey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Resolution opposing Senate Study Bill 1045 and Senate File 184. This was discussed last week, this meeting with Brian. I know I spoke to a couple, three legislators about it, and I believe you gentlemen did too, about our opinion on this. So once again, I'd ask, it's long and the print small. If there's any objection to waiving the actual reading of the resolution.
This is about the logs, right?
This is the 130,000-pound loads on county roads with the logging trucks.
We weren't the only county concerned.
No, I think they heard that a number of times.
So the bridges are going to fall in, right, Brian? Yeah.
Well, there's that potential. That might be extreme, but it is true. It certainly is true when we run a 130,000-pound load against an overbridge that you don't know on the state level whether it should handle it or not.
There's also the slight bit of possibility the 130,000-pound load might create an additional rut on a wet road.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, there's all sorts of issues with it. I mean, to come right down to it, the state shouldn't, and I want to make this clear, I don't think the state wants to. This isn't starting with the DOT. The DOT has no interest in the current system of issuing permits for county systems or city systems or whatever you want to say. We've had that conversation actually with them, and this isn't something they desire to do. And I also want to give credit. Lee County kind of jumped ahead just a little bit on this and had the resolution. So I pretty close to 100% plagiarized it. And
pretty close.
And I think I consulted it a little bit. Tom's right, it's a long one, but when you're, it's we're trying to kind of educate the folks that might have this in front of them. So credit to Lee County, and they actually sent their resolution statewide for people because this has kind of turned into a short notice thing. So thank you to them. To Ben Hall. I think he drafted it, if I had to guess.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes. Do we need Terry send this to local legislators or?
I got an email and a text on Saturday, and apparently there's rumors that there's going to be action possibly on this subject this week. I don't know that to be true or false. That's just what I heard. So I would suggest that we send it by email to everybody that we can. It's going to have to be mailed, I'm guessing, to the governor, because I'm not aware of an email address that gets that direction. I would think emailing it and mailing it would be appropriate. So whether, however you want to handle that.
Go work for you, Jerry.
Thanks, Brian. Approval of the Mediapolis Law Enforcement Agreement for fiscal 2019-20. It's my understanding that this is the same agreement as before, and only updated with dates and most recent costs.
That is correct, Mr. Chairman. Yes, standard agreement we've had for years.
Now they get full-time resource officer this year on this contract.
Well, it's not actually on that contract, but it's a benefit to them because they'll have an officer
in
town.
Well, that's what I meant. They're going to have.
Yeah. So
now this isn't the school, this is the town.
That's the town, yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So they're happy about that too, so.
I just have to keep an eye on me up there. I figure if that goes through, I didn't do it, see.
Move to approve. Terry?
Did you second, Bob?
Yes. Yeah.
Jim Carrey?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
So both schools are going to have a full-time resource officer this year up there. Have you found out who won the dibs on Mediapolis?
It's still a well-kept secret. I could tell you, but I'm not going to right at this point. So it's somebody's not going to be happy, and somebody is. So,
yeah.
But we've got another officer picked. Al Waterman's going to be our second school resource officer, which will make a great fit. And so we've already got him headed for training and those kind of things. So
where's Al going?
We'll go to school resource.
Yeah, I mean, which school?
Well, that's you're a little sly guy, you know. So now I know where that was headed. I'm a little quicker.
Well, you never know. It might be a bad morning for you, Todd.
You know, there's been talk that maybe we'll bounce them between both schools.
Yeah.
So. You know, so they don't each become familiar with both schools, and so if one's on vacation or whatever, we can fill in a little bit. So it'll be interesting.
Well, thanks anyway, Mike.
Nice try.
We have the Veterans Affairs Report February 2019. The report will be on file in the auditor's office and available for public review. We have minutes for the regular meeting of March 12th, 2019.
Mr. Broom.
Second.
Terry.
Bob Beck.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Other business?
I didn't have any.
Future agenda items.
I want to mention that we talked, I checked with each of you, I guess individually on your calendars, so this week together, once that looking at the 2nd of April, for our 5-year construction program tour. And then that would leave the 9th of April for the approval of the 5-year construction program. So, and the exciting presentation that goes with it. Everybody I know is looking forward to that.
We think about 7 tickets, try to help county revenue.
Big fundraiser. Big fundraiser.
Yeah.
So, just wanted to remind you that I think all three of you were available on the 2nd and the next 9th. So.
Now that the budget's getting pretty well done, we ought to still review that dog thing that we put that ordinance in for.
I think that's probably, we're just sort of waiting on for, I know the county attorney and the sheriff are both busy for them to get a chance to sit down together.
I did speak to Lisa about that, and we're trying to come together on a date down the road here in a little bit. So, trying to kick the can down the road just a little bit. We're all, I know she's a lot busier than I am, but.
People are going to start behaving in county.
That would certainly help the situation.
It's not good, is it?
We have it in the queue, so.
And we need a personnel evaluation for secondary roads and community services, those guys' contracts. No, well, IT, he just got a contract last year, a year ago, or 8 months ago, or whatever it was. So I think it was so, yeah,
I would,
just the two.
I would like to ask you on that, what they mentioned up there at ISAC on the supervisors. I don't know what you call it now, the credits. We get credits for going to meetings.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Continuing education.
That's it. I don't hear a whole lot of enthusiasm for that.
Are you talking about that certified supervisor?
Yeah.
I think they're still designing that program. They were asking for volunteers that wanted to be on the committee.
And you're going to volunteer?
And what?
You're going to volunteer?
No. Put your hand in.
I'm not so sure it's a wise idea myself.
Committee reports.
Hi, Russ.
Oops, go ahead. No. Other than 3 days at ISAC.
I had a Russ meeting. Of course, you can read about it in your article today. What we generally went over was Loyce County. We're going to start doing a little bit more work for them. It's not going to start until April 1st. And we did hire a new secretary, and she's real good with QuickBooks and everything needed. And her name is Kelly Martin. So she's going to be taking over. So any correspondence you get from Kelly Martin is going to
Kelly
be,
Martin.
Yeah, Kelly Martin. With us, so it is legit. And she started last Monday. Okay. That's all I had outside of the ISAC meeting.
We all attended ISAC classes. Public input. Anybody from the public would like to address the board, please rise. Podium if you'd care to, it's not required. Give us your name and address for the record, and limit your comments to 2 minutes or less if you would. With an aye, see no one rise. With an aye, we are adjourned.
Aye.
We are adjourned.